tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
No, we totally messed this up. What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to another episode of the original Season 3, Episode 8, The Other Girl in New Orleans. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Unless you're looking for somebody with kick-butt dance moves, which clearly I don't have. I'm alongside the incredible Donald Romain, who has returned to us.
Yay! Hi, I'm Donald Romain. I'm so glad to be back. You can find me on Twitter at TGrisHobbs, and everywhere else is Donald Romain.
Katie says, yay, Katie Campbell. Hi, you can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And our chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson. And I'm in the chat role right now on YouTube. So talk to me, because I don't really talk to the rest of the people sitting at the table.
So you guys can join us live in that YouTube chat on Thursdays at 11 p.m. Pacific time, or on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you are. Leave us a comment, 5 stars, thumbs up. We love hearing what you guys have to say, and we really want to know how you're feeling about these final two episodes before we get into winter break, which I'm gearing up for right now. It's going to be a tough transition. Then we're moving to Fridays, so guys, we got a long road ahead of us. And
hold on, moving to Fridays?
Donald's been out of the country.
Whoa!
Vampire Diaries and Originals after next Fridays. Week. Coming back, not for a couple months, and Fridays.
All right, I'll tell you how I feel about that in a couple months.
We're going to talk about our opinions on that when we get to our news and gossip segment. But let's get overall thoughts on tonight's episode. How are you feeling across the board, Doug?
Oh, I thought it was a great episode. I mean, I don't think it was very exciting, but also maybe I just have a little bit of a cold heart, and I'll explain later. But I just, you know, I wasn't really feeling all the emotion that was going on, but there were some things I did like Aurora, who apparently is my favorite character right now.
What? It says yes. So in his notes.
I know. Love Aurora. I said love Aurora, love Freya, Rebecca. Maybe I just like the girls. What's going on?
No, I think you like the crazy girls. I do, because last season you were all about Freya, and she was crazy.
No. I was.
You were about Freya. Yeah. You were team too. Freya.
Okay. She was nice.
Katie, the lover of love, how did you feel about this episode?
Oh, my heart was freaking out. I loved this episode and all the romance. Kind of like quiet romance. I just saw so much of it. It was great.
I'm so, for you guys on iTunes, you have to tune to YouTube right now to watch Katie as she's like looking off into the distance.
Her eyes sparkle.
Playing with her hair a little bit, dreaming of this love.
Did you
so
just
cute.
Imagine like Snow White when you think of Katie, like just all like the birds chirping and like everything's happy. And
yes,
that
absolutely.
Makes me really happy.
It's even better because you're next to our incredibly jaded chat mistress over there. I'm the exact same way though. You're like my soul sister across the table. How you feeling, T, on the episode?
I really liked it. I think it was a great way to come back, and you know, they didn't waste any time getting into it since we only have one more week before the actual break, because I mean, this 1 week break felt like forever.
That's
so
true.
We're gonna have like 6 weeks or 7 weeks. I can't do math, so
you're not here to do math. You're
going
to host
here.
A freaking show. Okay.
And chat.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just get into talking about this crazy girl on the show who Donald loves so much. Aurora, she's kidnapped Katie's main girl, Cammy.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say off the bat, don't really care. This is why, for me, this is frustrating, because the stakes were very low in tonight's episode. Worst case scenario, Cammy died, and I was like, okay. Like, that's kind of a bummer, I guess, because they're leading her up to be this thing, but I don't understand the appeal the way that everybody else says. She's grown on me, but she isn't my number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, how are you guys feeling?
I think she's last on my list also, and I also thought, man, kill her. You know, I just really didn't feel for her. And also, I mean, can I get into, like, her interaction with Aurora?
Yeah, go.
Just real fast, is that The reason why I didn't really care is because, number one, like, Cammy's just Cammy, you know, she survives everything, and she's always bold. Like, she's always like, well, you won't kill me because this is why, and Klaus, and yada, yada, yada. I just don't feel her, I guess, is what's happening. And I loved her uncle.
Believe.
But then her deepest, darkest secret is what? Like, oh, she's virtuous? Like, oh, she, like, really cared and didn't want the guy to get away with it? How's that a deep, dark secret? That doesn't make her dark.
That's why Klaus still loves
her. Oh, she's too
her.
Perfect. Kill her. I thought just kill her, because I really feel for Aurora. And what? She's a little plaything. Aurora's been around for centuries, and she loves Klaus. She doesn't see anything wrong. I didn't think Aurora was that wrong in this situation. I probably would have acted just the same way. Like, oh, this girl's a 12-year-old? Whatever. Kill her.
Wait, Katie literally can't close her mouth. Her mouth is wide open for Donald's entire speech.
I can't
Katie, what's up?
Believe my ears right now, you guys.
This is how I feel.
Love Cammy so much, and I'm really into the Cammy and Klaus thing. I just feel like there's something really there deep down. They have this connection, and he trusts her, and he said that tonight. And I was thinking, oh my god, trust is one of the most important things in a relationship. I mean, of course, I think that there's not going to be, oh, all of a sudden they're dating, they're having a relationship, but there's just something there. Trust, a bond, and it's amazing. And Aurora's just crazy jealous, and she's, ew, why? No, I can't.
Can I also say what I think is important in a relationship?
What?
Like, not killing people. And, like, you know, Aurora did say, like, he's manipulated you. He's used you as a spy, a stenographer. Like, he kind of forced her into this position of vulnerability. And although I do agree that there's a bond and there's a relationship there, and I do love that you love.
Yes.
I'm just with Aurora, I guess.
It's not so black and white. Like, he used her, yes, whatever. But he's also confiding in her. So you can look at it either way. You and Aurora's bringing it out in the negative way.
Okay. I just think that I like your optimism.
Thank you.
I'm just not there with you, but I see it.
Katie, I don't mean to bring up Vampire Diaries too much on this show, but I am curious about something, because you've always been Team Stefan way more than Team Damon. And right now, and you've always been Elijah more than Klaus. But right now, I feel like you're loving Klaus for Cammy, when Cammy has been this pure, amazing thing, and I feel like you haven't thought that Klaus deserved her in the past. What has changed for you?
I always liked the two of them. I always loved the things that was going on between them, but I feel like she brings out the good in Klaus, you know, and that she sees the good in him, and there's something there. And I think, you know, they kind of toy with the whole fact that everybody has a dark side with this show, with both of the shows, and I don't know, I think that they're that person for each other to, like, make you think about everything and push you to your, I don't know.
When Cammy told her story, though, I kind of wanted to be like, ha ha ha, I murdered bitches. Like, that's what I wanted Aurora to say. Like, you think that's bad, Cammy? You think it's bad that somebody was abusive to your roommate, so you smashed his face with a bottle? Oh, is that bad, honey?
Like, well, but she only didn't do that because she saw that Cammy liked it.
I know, but
that was the only thing that kind of, like, saved her.
Yeah, but Cammy smiled there like she was badass, and I wanted Aurora to be like, sit down, princess. Like, that is nothing compared to the hell I've put people through.
Yeah, so why should Klaus, no matter what he's done in the past, even though he's murdered whatever, why should he want to go after a crazy murderer that's done all these things that Aurora's done? No.
T, how you feeling over there?
Oh, I agree with that.
I just want to let Katie know the people in the chat role are on her side, and they're saying they love you and that they agree with you, and go Katie and fight for the love.
I just
find Camille boring as a person. And her with Klaus just makes me bored as well.
Like, honest to God, thank God we have Katie on this panel.
Yeah, because it would be like a Klaus-Camille bashing session. But
yeah, but I don't want to bash them, because I do see the chemistry that she's talking about between them.
In that
them.
Scene later on,
yeah.
I definitely
in
saw
the
it.
Scenes, I mean, even in the past, I have seen chemistry between them. But I just think that she's a very boring person, and for someone like Klaus, I expect him to be with someone who's maybe somewhere in the middle ground between Aurora and Camille. Her name, it starts with a C. I think it's Caroline.
Caroline. So, here's the thing. That's the problem. I don't hate it. I don't hate Cammy and Klaus. I just don't love it. So I'm very indifferent, which is why I'm like, keep her alive, kill her, maybe they'll kiss, maybe they wouldn't. I didn't even know that they hadn't kissed yet. And that's the other thing. This show is set up. I feel like with Klaus, I've been set up for failure because you know I'm still the biggest Claroline fan. And so that, like, let it go, Roxy. I tell myself that at night when I try to go to sleep. Let it go, and I can't let it go.
You can always hold on to it. That's the thing. You can always hold on to it. But you have to be, you have to be able to just, like, jump on the next ship. Okay. You know, I'm still holding on to Selena. Do not get me wrong. But the
Say one thing real fast?
Yeah.
Maybe we're indifferent to Cammy and Klaus because, like, we think there's chemistry there, but maybe we just enjoy Klaus's vulnerability and his hope to find something pure. I don't really think it's Cammy. I think it's all Klaus.
T, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say that the chat roll, I mean, some of them are calling us Cammy haters. But Ivan Soto wants to know, why do you guys hate humans? I think it's something that we have talked about on this panel before,
Sorry, I just want to stand up for me and Roxy, because earlier, when we were watching that episode, we were like, oh, maybe she's going to, like, turn her into, Aurora's going to turn Cammy into a vampire, and we were like, don't do that, because it'll get rid of the only human. So we do like the humans. We just don't mind if this one does.
Yeah, and you, I've gone up and down with it, and I'm not a Cammy hater, but I just don't love her as much as some of our more interesting characters, in my opinion, i.e., the Haleys of the world, or the Davinas, who I really miss tonight. So I did like watching this interaction between Aurora and Cammy. T, what's up?
One out of Katie's book. I want to say that I don't think that it's that we hate humans, especially on this show, because we are humans. But I feel,
you don't know that.
I mean, that's also true. I feel that a lot of the humans in these type of shows end up getting kind of the jib of the storylines because there's not too much you can do with them because they are very vulnerable. If you look at Matt, he's kind of boring over on the Vampire Diaries right now. I'm not saying that they can't get better, but I'm saying that right now, she's not when I'm thinking of who I need to be focused on of an episode, she's not
Right now.
And people are saying that Jackson's boring too. I know that, but I just say I like Jackson as a person, guys.
Let's move forward a little bit because I want to keep going with the storylines. Here we go. So we've got Aurora who's got Cammy, Klaus who's with Lucien looking for Cammy. Klaus eventually snaps Lucien's neck and is like, all in, I'm gonna go find my woman. Then he played like, Aurora, I don't even care about Cammy. Was anybody fooled for a single second?
No,
me neither. It was very clear that he was whatevering. The most interesting part about all this to me, though, was the Aurora-Lucien moment on the bench. Because Lucien has been pining over Aurora forever now. And he looks at her and he's like, Klaus is an idiot. Like, very typical. Why not? Why not Aurora and Lucien?
I will tell you why not, because I want Aurora to be happy, and it's not with Lucien.
You think it's with Klaus?
I think it's with Klaus.
You want Klaus to be
Aurora. You want Aurora to be
I just don't think she could truly be happy. There's always going to be something that she's going to be in uproar for. But I
She says tonight she's bipolar. That's her most recent diagnosis, which, like,
she's also
surprised she even had a diagnosis.
Exercise for demons 6 times.
Right.
The girl is crazy. And she believed Klaus when he's like, I don't care about Cammy. No. Why is he there?
I don't know if she's crazy. I felt bad for her tonight. I thought she needed help.
I felt like everything Aurora said and did was genuine, and it came from a really loving place.
I'm so worried about you.
A jealous, crazy place.
I don't think Aurora and Klaus together.
No, I'm not saying I don't want anyone to do that for me. I'm just saying, like, I can feel for her. I know where it was coming from.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the whole grouping Klaus with Aurora, that is two crazy evil people together, which isn't going to be good for anyone in their path, I don't think. They can't end up together because they will destroy the city.
Just a lover of love.
Yeah. Our final final Klaus Cammy moment, so I wasn't affected by them the entire episode, but then in our final moments, as he's looking over her and she's talking and he says, whatever you want, it kind of reminded me of Princess Bride, like, As You Wish. And I gotta say, that did get to me for a second. All of a sudden, I was like, just because the actors are talented, and that split moment of chemistry for me, that was kind of there. So I saw a glimmer of hope.
You could see it in their face. I saw it even when he saved her and they hugged. I wrote my heart. I was freaking out.
She wrote my heart with 3 exclamation points in all capital letters.
And she drew a heart.
And a heart.
And she drew a heart.
This is serious. My heart was freaking out. But you could see it in their face. You could see that Klaus was looking at her with this, you know, there's something about you, and right. I care deeply for you. And she's even looking at him like it, you know, in that way towards him, I think even more than she ever has. I know she's known there's something there, some kind of a feeling for him, caring for him, but it kind of crossed a little bit of a boundary with her today. But then she stepped back and said, let me rest, because she doesn't want to make any rash decisions. And I love that. I know they haven't kissed. It's going to come when the timing is right.
And yeah, I agree that it is going to eventually come. I also think that Klaus did what he had to do tonight. He reached into Aurora's mind and soul, and he found what the longitude or the latitude, whatever coordinate he needed to find. No, he only found
latitude.
One.
Latitude. Oh,
he found latitude. So he did what he had to do. So he's done his half. Now, over on the other team, we are trying to find the longitude. So we are torturing the crap out of Tristan. Over there, we've got Haley, we've got Marcel, we've got Elijah, we've got the whole team. We're going in on it. We got Freya. Everybody's torturing this guy. Anybody for a minute being like, ooh, poor Tristan, getting the life sucked out of him?
No,
but I also felt like that wasn't going to work.
Yeah, me either.
Well, my question was, Tristan told them that he's immune to compulsion, but no one ever tested that theory. So for me, they were just too quick to believe him. And I want to know how he's, like, immune to compulsion. Because they, all three of them, said that they were, because they wouldn't come back here knowing that they could do that.
Right. It was surprising to me, that, T. And also, remember, we saw Lucien with, he has the cure for a wolf's bite. He clearly hasn't shared that with Tristan, otherwise Tristan wouldn't have needed Klaus's blood.
Yeah.
So whatever Tristan has isn't necessarily what Lucien has, and vice versa. With Aurora.
They're all working separately, trying to protect themselves at the same time they're working together. Like,
right.
Their own game.
Well, speaking of working separately, I kind of am clear which side everybody's on, except Marcel, who's a little bit double agenting. Is that a term?
He's but on our side.
I do believe he's on our side.
Me
and
too.
I just want to say that I called it. I knew that what he was up to. And I was like, you know what, Klaus, or Marcel's got this. He's going to do everything. But he did it for a purpose, and he fulfilled another one of the dagger rings.
Yep.
So...
Okay, so T, talk about this theory for a second.
Okay, so Rebecca was daggered by Aya.
Foe.
Which is a foe. Mm-hmm. Elijah was daggered by Marcel, who's a friend. So now we just need one more person to be daggered, and that's by family. The prophecy never said that they... It said it would be their downfall, but they didn't say in what way, and there's no elaboration of... you know, prophecies. They're interpreted based on people's actions. Once you hear it, things can go a lot of different ways. Roxy, you're allowed to...
looking this way, and I was like, whoa.
I tried to swallow over here, leaned away.
Roxy, you just want me to mute you every time you take
a... Yes, I'm supposed to be a professional broadcaster here. I don't even know how to drink water. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. So, I'm just saying that right now we've had 2 people daggered and 2 people fulfilled from the prophecy, so maybe these prophecies of them being daggered isn't... The daggering's not their downfall. Something else greater is.
The beast.
Well, which am I crazy for thinking that, like... I guess it could be Finn is going to be the one that's family, but, like, isn't Marcel considered family? Didn't Klaus say, like, your family?
You know who I think it
could
be?
Well, he could be either one.
I think it could be Haley is family. She keeps saying it all season, making a point. This is my family. This is my family. But we see tonight, she's truly struggling with what to do. Mary comes to town. She's taking care of Hope. Mary's like, you have to have Jackson's back. What if there is another... kind of rift between Jackson and Elijah, or Jackson and Klaus, and Haley has to do something. I'm family, one by family.
Well, but I don't think that Haley ended the like show confused, though, because she said clearly, I fight for the people I love, And when Jackson should be here doing the same. So, like, yeah. I think she took a stance on where she, how she feels about it.
Wait, Katie was so judgmental during this moment. She got on, like, her face when Haley said that. Like, if here I am, and if he loved me, he'd be here too. Katie goes, mm-hmm.
And then no, but she said Bryce. It so proper, and she said so straight when yeah. she's taking it. She was like, yep.
And T and I looked at each other like, damn.
But that's so true.
But Mary brought up a good point, too. I know everyone's like, Tiana's the Jackson lover or whatever. I'm going to just say this part because Mary says, you know, yes, they are Hope's family. Jackson, when you married him, he's your family now, and your husband needs you. And I do think that there's something to be said. I'm not going to argue this either way. I'm just saying this is a blended family. And both sides, you have to learn how to deal with each other, and you have to make sacrifices on both ends. And yes, it sucks that Haley's in the middle because this is her child's family, but Haley also has her family, and at some point, you just have to be able to balance the two.
I agree with you. I think it's on everybody's part, though, that has to be understanding of this, because I feel bad. I think that the Grandma Mary is right, but it can't all be on Haley. Everybody's trying to make her choose. You know, it's got to be an understanding with everybody.
No, yeah, it's rough. She's the one that's getting torn both ways. Mm-hmm. She's not really helping herself with the secret Elijah relationship that we all see, but, you know, I'm not going to mention it yet because it's not public. Well, but, and then
she rushes over there, and it's kind of one of those things where, you know, Mary's sitting there and is like, Haley, don't go over there. And then if Marcel had been on the other side of things, Haley could have lost her life tonight, and then Hope wouldn't have a mother. So I think that's where Mary and Jackson are kind of coming from, in a sense of they're seeing it as, we want to make sure that you're still alive and you're still here, and you keep going in kind of risking your life for these other people who, what have they really done for you a whole lot?
I was appreciative that Elijah tonight, though, was like, Haley, your family comes first. Yeah. Go deal with that. Instead of like, oh, you're having marital issues? Let me just swoop on. And he was respectful enough to let that be. So I like that.
Well, he's a good person, you know, and you kind of expect that from him too. But like at the same time, she also said to him a reason why she didn't go after him was because she thought he'd need her there. She kind of had this
look
and said
that. That was more flirty than it was like, oh, I'm stuck here. It was like, let you know I'm here for you.
Well, I think there was a little bit of that, but it was a little bit of like, she kind of felt, she didn't know if she should have gone after Jackson or not, so she's kind of putting the situation on Elijah, and Elijah kind of took a step back. He was like, well, then you know what? Go deal with what you have to deal with. You don't have to be here.
I think that was honorable of Elijah, but we all know you don't tell somebody that there's trouble in paradise unless you want them to know for some reason or another. And they that's exactly what she did.
They have unfinished business.
Clearly. And Haley knows that.
Elijah, whatever he did tonight, ended up getting himself daggered. So he right now isn't in the best shape. I'm a little surprised that Marcel managed to trick the Strix and managed to rip the two people's hearts out to save Haley and all of that, and to dagger with the one thing that wasn't going to make him sleep. Smart, really smart plays.
I tell you who he did not confuse, though. He did not trick Aya. She's looking at him like, I know you're up to something.
Aya scares the living crap out of me.
Yeah, I don't
she's
like
a scare. Yeah, she's very scary.
Yeah, I definitely would pee my pants if I was in the presence of Aya, because she's just that intense. But I agree with Katie. I think that she is aware that something's up with him, and I thought they were going to call him out on it. Yeah. On everything.
Well, actually, I wrote "Don't trust Tristan." It was one of the six notes I wrote down, and because when he said like, "Oh yes, come with us. You deserve to have everything and all the something that comes along with it," it was a little darkness to that, and it was like, "Well, you don't know what you're going to get." Thank you, whoever said on point. I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you, Bex G. Anyways, my point is, I don't trust Tristan. I think that he feels Aya's vibe, and obviously if she's that high in charge and they've been together for that many years, he's got to trust her instinct.
What is the master plan of Marcel right now? Is he going in by himself? Like, who knows about this? Is he just trying to get in with the Strix so he knows what their plan is?
He's trying to. He said it to Elijah. He wanted to go get in good with the Strix so they can tell him where Rebecca's body would be, because that's what they're all after right now, is to get Rebecca back. But I just felt like cool, that's a great plan, Marcel, but who's to say that they're going to even tell you that information?
Well, he got the information.
Well, he got the flight information.
Yeah. Well, that led to the answer,
though. How did
he
get it, though?
Oh, I don't know, and it was like, I just thought, I don't know, if I was being, you know, in with the strikes, I'd be a little scared of texting. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't text someone named Elijah in my phone.
Oh, hey, original. Check this out.
Okay, Marcel low-key has Elijah in his phone as, like, Mandy M or something, like, ridiculous. But I think that this whole Cepheus thing, they think they know what's going on right now, but what could have happened on the other end is Marcel could have been like, yo, so Tristan, what's up with that Cepheus thing? Like, trying to be, like, sly, and Tristan could have been like, oh, this is what it is, and it could be a total lie.
Wait, no, but hold on, but Elijah was like, oh, what's Cepheus? So if he straight up asked Tristan what Cepheus, Tristan would know.
How do you think that Marcel got it?
That's what I'm saying. That's what didn't make sense to me.
So what I'm saying is I feel like he asked, and he might get lied to, so right now the originals think they have this all together. It got the longitude, and they got the pass, the plane.
Yeah, they found her, because we saw the preview.
Well, at least we did see the preview, but we don't know how.
I mean, that could be an exciting twist that they would have to solve really soon.
Speaking of exciting twists, we have this final moment. Somebody clearly got in Freya's head because she's like, it's time to bring back my darling brother, Finn.
Why would she do that?
What did he say to her? I was trying to think about this. Like, he just said, ask Finn. What?
Who knows me and is loyal to me. Since when was when has Finn ever thought straight?
Bring back Cole. I get that he's not in your freaking necklace. Make him get in there. I need Cole. Cole Vina.
I have seen several people in the chat say bring back Cole instead of Finn.
I love Cole so much. Cole Vina, I ship all day. Finn, again, don't care. Except Finn does cause a lot of trouble. And I have a feeling he's going to play nice with Freya. And she's going to take him out of the necklace. And then, boom.
I just want to say, Katie mentioned, like, Finn got a hella nice haircut when he was in that gym, though. He came back looking sharp.
I
still don't trust him, though. And I love Freya, but why you gotta make a mistake? You know, why you gotta do me wrong, make me look bad, especially when I have confidence in you?
I can't believe she'd let that get in her head.
Oh, yeah, right? And also, my thing was, if I'm torturing someone, I'm not responding to you. You know,
yeah,
I'm not playing along. That's the first rule.
Oh,
yeah, you don't play along.
T, anything going on over there?
Oh, sorry, I was reading articles.
No, I'm glad.
About the show.
Does anybody have anything else on the episode? Because let's get into some news and
gossip. I have some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What is it?
Oh, I've never heard that part before. Apparently, you guys.
Here for years.
I know. you guys, breaking news. After the winter finale, Originals is now going to be on Friday night. So get ready.
News.
You heard it here first.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
That's what I want to talk about, though. What do you guys think? Is CW not trusting these shows? Why are they moving not just to Originals but Vampire Diaries?
So season 7 of the Vampire Diaries is having its lowest ratings in the history of the show.
Okay.
I'm reading this right now.
Not surprised.
And it's also being rescheduled for the first time in the history of the show. Mm-hmm. It's always been Thursday nights at 8:00. So the reshuffling, if anyone watches our Vampire Diaries show, I said this there, and ratings can fluctuate, and I think that moving the shows back to back on Thursdays was a horrible idea on the CW's part, because ABC has owned this night for many, many years because of Shonda's night in
Shondaland.
And I love Julie Pleck, and I think it's awesome that she got a night on the CW as well. I just think they should have picked a different night, because this is the toughest night in TV right now ever for ratings. All the networks struggle with this night. So, what they should have done is put it on a different night. Now, I also read an article.
Move them both to Tuesday, you think they should
have? I think they should have put them on Mondays, like where the Originals was before, or any other day of the week.
The Originals has moved around, like, 3 times now or something.
Yeah, it's moved around a lot. But last season of the Originals had really great ratings.
Huh.
It actually climbed every episode. So, what I'm saying now is that maybe moving to Fridays, I read something a couple weeks ago that said Friday nights aren't the death sentence like it used to be. It used to mean if you moved a show to Friday nights, the show was basically practically canceled. And that's not true anymore, because a lot of people are watching shows on Friday nights. Also, DVR ratings, as long as you watch within 3 days, it still counts towards the ratings of that show.
I was going to say, it used to be a death sentence when you had to watch TV live. And you don't have to do that anymore.
My problem is that wait for these shows. I cannot make it to Friday without watching these shows. I have to watch them both. If it's on Friday, I know I'm not watching till Sunday. And after that, you know, it's like, gets to be Monday.
I'm not watching till Monday or
but
Tuesday.
I will say, I really think that moving to Fridays, I can't guarantee I'll always watch on Fridays, but I will watch by Saturday mornings. Afternoon when I wake up.
That's true. I'm going to do the same thing too, especially because we cover the show. But it's just like, that's tough.
But I honestly think that Friday is going to help the ratings of both shows just because it's there. And it's not even just ABCs. There's just Thursday nights are the most watched television nights of the week.
Yeah, but why can't you tape it on Thursdays then? If you can tape it Fridays, why can't you tape it Thursdays?
I mean, you can tape it, but I just think that there's a lot more things happening on Thursday nights than there are Friday. There's less competition for them on a Friday night.
Brittany in the chat says ratings low, social media presence huge, which is totally true.
It's true.
Not only is that true because I see there's more talk about the originals and there is more ship love out there for the originals than any other show. I don't care what people say, but it's nice to know that I feel like we do have the power. We, as in all of you guys at home and us, if we keep those social media things and we keep watching and we keep tweeting about it and we keep it relevant, then they're not going to cancel these shows on us.
No.
Oh my gosh,
I mean,
I don't want that to happen.
The perfect example of how social media saves shows, Undateable, was a show that, like, struggles in the ratings, but because their social media is so high and everyone's so involved in Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, Undateable Live stays relevant every Friday night because of fans tweeting and the social media presence. So just keep that up on this show and the shows will last forever.
Thanks, Tate. All right. Okay, does anybody have any other things to talk about before we get to predictions?
That I'm just digging this music and we need to do news more often if we can get jams like this while we're talking.
I want to fight with you every time, but I can't. You're so cute. All right, let's do some predictions then, team.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Two words. Claire Holt, everybody.
I am so excited.
Freaking out. It feels like she's going to be a big part of this episode. Don't care about anything else. Claire frickin' Holt is back.
And she's got a curse?
Yo, those eyes look creepy.
They look like demonized. Creepy. Demonized
well,
and supernatural.
It was like the rose curse. Yeah. Like a rose, like, I mean, oh wait, yes.
Those are demonized and supernatural.
And Katie has watched all 11 seasons of that show.
I have.
You would. I can just see it.
Dominic, what do you got for me?
I don't even have any predictions. I just want to say that I'm really excited because my three favorite ladies are going to be in the same episode, Rebecca, Aurora, and Freya.
I thought he was going to say Roxy, Katie, and Tiana.
Me, I'm excited.
That was so amazing. My three favorite ladies are going to be back.
We were all like, oh.
Oh my God, one of you guys predict something. That was the meanest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Katie, make a prediction. Dear God, I can't sit next to this kid.
I am freaking out about Finn. I think he's going to cause trouble.
All right. T, what do you got?
Okay. So I'm reading in the chat roll and I'm trying to find an article about it because everyone keeps talking about this crossover. Is it actually happening?
What? The crossover?
The crossover.
It has to happen.
I mean, I think it has to. And I set this prediction on Vampire Diaries, and I'm going to say it here again because I have nothing else better to say, but on Vampire Diaries, I just think that what they're setting up over there, that the werewolf lineage wars will somehow be what crosses over the two shows.
Okay. All right, I love it.
Sorry, I was
me
trying
too,
to...
and I...
No, we're done with you. No, you
I just want to say that my three... It's great because I love you girls.
Okay, so we're signing out now. Donald, promote yourself before I change my mind.
You can find me on Twitter at DGrisLobs or everywhere else at Donald Romain.
And to the people that I actually still like in this room, Katie Campbell.
You can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline.
I have a weekly vlog.
And I did a chocolate candy challenge and you guys should check it out. It was really fun.
Wait, what's a chocolate candy challenge?
I was blindfolded and I was fed different types of chocolate candy and I had to guess what it was.
Sounds like 50 Shades of Grey. I haven't seen it, but I mean,
it was really fun. You guys
chat mistress.
You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram at Tiana_Hobson on Snapchat. And I'm on a cleanse, so I did not have any chocolate like Katie did. So there, there's my fun fact.
I feel like my panel is totally losing it. I'm holding down the fort right now, and I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, wherever you are. Leave us that 5-star, that thumbs up, write a comment. We read everything you guys have to say. We'll be back here next week, same time, 11 p.m. Thursday Pacific time. Until then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.